Mr. Barnes, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to Kill a Mockingbird podcast. This is Barnes. This is chapter 10. This is the chapter on how to judge fathers. We are told in chapter 1 that Atticus is satisfactory, but here we are nearly 2 years later, and we see that he is falling apart. We see his eyesight going bad. We see he can't physically do everything he wants to do. We get brought up with the notion of one-shot Finch, how he drops a dangerous mad dog while his children stand by going, "Wow, what was that?" We see that everyone else knows about it, but it was a secret that he kept from his children. Scout is not ready yet to see the moral issues involved in choosing to or using the natural advantage to win battles. Physical act of courage impresses the children easily in this chapter, so the mad dog would be a good DJ, or the removing of the glasses. It's kind of funny how the kill shot was after he removed his glasses. One motive you may want to take notice of in this chapter is the motive of mockingbirds. The title line finally appears. Second one that you might want to notice is blindness. How the half-blind father turns to one-shot Finch and the removing of the glasses. Like most of us, he sees most clearly when he has to, and the kind of sight he has developed requires that he remove his glasses. He sees the long picture, the distant evil. One thing you might want to notice is the atmosphere, the waiting neighborhood, and their extremely menacing outlook. Lee's writing here is more like a still photograph than it is anything else. Of just the audience waiting and waiting and waiting while the action happens in a small corner. The mad dog is a symbol, how something that was once man's best friend and was something that was so kind and gentle is now going crazy and wild and killing things and being destructive on what seems to be a turn of a dime. One thing you want to notice also is the definition of sin and how sin is used in this chapter. One last thing I want to draw your attention to is the motive of being black. What does it mean to be black? And look at the labels used in this chapter. Are labels escapable? Can you escape a label or can you change a label? That was chapter 10. Please tune in next time for chapter 11. It will be posted in just a few minutes.